In the 1994 World Cup, the missed penalty kick by Roberto Baggio dashed the hopes of the Italian team in the final match against Brazil. Team psychologists and strategists have long studied the emotions of both the kicker and the goalie, trying to find strong and weak points. Ken Bray, a sports scientist at the University of Bath, says to be successful, the kicker must aim for the area outside the goalkeeper's maximum reach.
If you can place the ball outside of his diving envelope, you should be successful almost 100% of the time.
Studies have shown that shots inside the envelope were saved 50% of the time, which is the same as flipping a coin. But shots aimed at the so-called unsavable zone were more than 80% successful. Bray, who wrote the book How to Score, also says anxiety issues dictate that the team's coach should not let his best shooter make the first kick.
Less experience first, more experience last, produces a better result on average.
Players agree, adding that it is also important not to change your mind when running up to kick the ball.
Technique on the day was to place the ball on the right foot and go to my right.
Goalkeepers also try to distract the kickers.
When the player's walking up, I'll have the ball in my hands before, so then they'll have to come to get it off me. So then as they're walking back, I'll step out a little bit, step out, so then the ref has to tell me to step on my line, just get into the player's head.
Ken Bray says coaches should not choose penalty kickers on a volunteer basis, but rather carefully analyze which of their players is best suited for the nerve-wracking task. George Putic, VOA News, Washington.